with the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I'm your host, Michael McCallum. Big thank you to Michigan Business Network and my company, Rebel Pictures, for putting this internet broadcasting podcast together. So when we left, we got the advice from the gentleman. Laura, what would you like to say for anybody thinking about entering one of these challenges?
One of the things that I think really helped out with our time management is we had two different stations in our house set up for editing. So we had two different computers going and we had people jumping back and forth and saying, okay, you are in charge of this segment. We're in charge of this segment. Then we'd come together and review it together and say what needs to be edited. So I think that in order to get it all completed on time and comfortably, I think we really needed two separate stations.
That's great. And what you were talking about as well earlier was not making, I mean, for me, it's not making the same mistakes, but you had done this before, the two of you, without Laura, and just applying some of that strategy for things that maybe went wrong before, you know. So you made a noir film. I'm completely partial to noir. I love noir. It's one of my favorite genres. I go back to it all the time. You know, so I want to tell people just what was something that happened during the shoot that was unexpected. As they look at each other like, what are we going to say?
Well, last year it was beautiful 50 degree weather and we kind of walked into it with somewhat of a story idea last year. So we didn't take the advice given this year. And last year we kind of came with an idea and it worked out well because the weather cooperated, the site cooperated, and had we had more than 36 hours, we probably would have made it into more of a film. This year, obviously the weather was not very cooperative.
And that's an understatement.
Yeah. So we fortunately had a gentleman in our group that had available resources and buildings that were open to us to shoot indoors. And without that ability to shoot indoors, it would have been a kind of wild goose chase on, okay, is this place going to let us film indoors? You know, who do we need to ask permission for? What kind of scenery or building do we want to shoot in? Fortunately, the site that we chose, we were able to make it into our own mini movie set and use it to our advantage.
Yeah, it was a gorgeous downtown Grand Rapids building with a brick on the outside. I mean, it was like perfect for noir, you know, and inside it was like a wedding banquet place. And it was a lot of fun. But I think a big surprise for me was just how everybody brought it and the acting talent. Because last year we had like 14 people lined up to be in our film and two of them showed up. Or I think four. Man. Four of them showed up.
That's so
this year we were like, you know what? We're going to just keep all the talent within our team.
And you know what? It's nothing personal against those other people. I don't know them. Might have had valid reasons why they weren't there.
Oh,
but man, you remember that. You remember that when you're high and dry and they weren't there and there wasn't a good excuse. Oh, I forgot to set an alarm. That's a great way to never get cast again. And in this state, the talent pool is so small and everybody knows each other. So I'm a big proponent when I'm talking to filmmakers and they're like, oh, I'd never work with him. I don't want to say names. I'm like, no, I want to know who. So right, if I come across him or her,
it's not gonna damage your project,
then I know going into it, they're kind of iffy, you know? So what were you saying about that, Laura?
Well, it can damage your project working with people that aren't dedicated to it.
Completely. Especially when you're under a time crunch, you know? So where can people go to find you on social media?
Absolutely. I actually have a YouTube channel called Geekiness. It's Geekiness. Shameless plug, I suppose.
No, you got to do it, man. It's the place to do it.
Last year's film that we did is up there. I do a lot of just fun, like cosplay videos. I'm a big cosplayer, so I'm a big geek on the side. So that's where I get my creative juices flowing. And then this year, that's where our 36-hour film will show up as well. So, and we're on Facebook too.
I just wait for Ben to tag me and stuff on Facebook. I let him handle all the logistics. So he's been pretty active in this competition and giving people advice, helping out when he can. And I think, you know, the selling yourself on social media, especially in this, you know, in the modern day and age of film, it's crucially important. And unfortunately I'm just not quite up to speed on some of where
I have some collaborators that are just like you. They're like, McCallum will share it. He'll tag me in it. Just let him do it. Laura?
And Facebook, Instagram, all that jazz. Whatever Ben tags me.
Somebody asked me earlier, they were like, so how are things going? I'm like, I'm in promotional whore mode right now. That's usually what it is I have flyers with me all the time. I'm talking to people. I just know, like, if you don't get the word out,
no one's going to come.
Nobody's going to come out and
it's
see
tough.
It. So I do want to mention again, grfilmfestival.com, rebelpictures.net. If you look under the news section on the Rebel Pictures site, all your info that's needed. There's a Facebook event page that lists all the information. This is for Friday, February 22nd, 7 p.m., Wealthy Theater. As I always like to say, the famed Wealthy Theater, because that theater is so cool. So we're hoping to get more people, especially next year with this, more teams, not just from West Michigan. We had a good few from Lansing, and trying to bridge the gap between Detroit, Lansing, and GR. So what kind of advice would you give, again, just for anybody listening that's thinking on the fence of ever making a film or doing something creative?
Honestly, it's just getting out there and doing it. I mean, you know, there was a lot of years where I didn't do any of this stuff, and I'd always kind of wanted to. I always had this like, oh, I really should just do it. And I think I woke up one day and was like, I'm going to do it today. So I just set out and I just started doing it. I started learning, teaching myself, and just consuming everything I could about filmmaking. So if you're thinking about it, just take the leap, put yourself out there. It's kind of scary at first. You know, first couple items that you make might not be your most proud work, but you all have to start somewhere.
But you learn from that. And I think it's putting yourself out there and not waiting for it to come to you, finding like-minded people and continuing to work with them and bring new people in.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't have to be perfect. Your project doesn't have to be perfect every time. Look at this challenge. There's no way you can nitpick and go back and say, oh, I wish we would have gotten that frame, or I wish this lined up better, or I wish the sound was better in this. There's no way to make it perfect, but just learn through it and say, okay, next time we're going to set up the shot this way, or the light's going to work better this way, or we're going to work the plot better or something, but it's not going to be perfect. It's no project ever is. I mean, you go to the movies and you can say, oh, well, there's this plot hole here, or there's continuity problems, but just have fun with it. Just make sure that the passion is still there. Every time you go into a project, say, I am here. I'm 100% here.
And my input is same as Ben, just go out and do it. Our purpose and goal this year was to do better than we did last year. You know, we saw the flaws and gaps in our film, and but fortunately we got some audience reaction that reinforced some of our beliefs that what we made was at least entertaining. And so this year it was just do better than we did last year, and I felt we did step it up a notch. We had some more creative shots. We had a lot more dialogue this year than we did last year.
Plus, I was there to boss him around.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed that so many teams finished. I mean, 26 signing up, 24 that got theirs in on
That's
time.
Awesome.
Pretty incredible. You know, that says something about the filmmaking community, I think, in Michigan as a whole. And then hopefully, too, like I said, at the launch event, you guys make something that you're proud enough of that you want to submit it to other places. It's not just this one-off competition challenge. It's about really getting to know each other. I hope at the after party, everybody gets to kind of mingle and actually talk. I'm great at kind of bursting people's little social bubbles and getting them to actually interact with each other. So whether they like it or not, that's how those connections are made. So definitely want to thank you guys so much for coming on. Again, this event is the GRFF 36-Hour Film Challenge. This is the screening awards ceremony. Like I said, wonderful awards made by Lansing talent Andrew D. Sandstedt. There's going to be some great photography by Paul Jendrasiak, who's a incredibly talented West Michigan photographer. And then the Winchester, one of my favorite spots in GR, is going to be catering some wonderful hors d'oeuvres for everybody to kind of snack on. And Infinity Ink and Design is doing the great shirts that we had for you guys. So we got another run of those because we ran out. And we're going to be selling those just for $5 each. Not trying to turn a big, huge profit here. And the tickets for the event itself at the door at Wealthy Theater, only $5. So you're talking, this is almost like 3 hours worth of films. So there will be an intermission, just to let everybody know. But super excited about this. Go to grfilmfestival.com. You can also go to rebelpictures.net, check out the news section, search for any of our guests on Facebook, look them up, like what they're doing, follow them. So a big thank you to Andrew and Laura Reiner and Ben McCarthy for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Definitely. So this has been another episode of The Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I'm your host, Michael McCallum, and I want to give another thank you to Michigan Business Network, Jeffrey the Cleaner Mosier, my producer, and, you know, my company, Rebel Pictures, as well. Big shout out to my father, William C. McCallum, and a thank you to Ironica Hope for taking some in-studio photos. So we'll see you next time. Appreciate the light, because it's later than you think.
Follow the lead, take what you need, and trust me, I know it won't be long. A captain goes